February 13, 1919. Jesus speaks to Eliza about her new office. Continuing in my usual state, I was searching, and with anxiousness, for my always lovable Jesus. And, all goodness, he came and told me, "Beloved daughter of my will, do you want to come into my will and substitute in a divine manner for the many acts which have not been done by our brothers, for many others done humanly, and for other acts, holy, yes, but human and not done in the divine order? I did everything in the divine order, but I am not yet content. I want the creature to enter my will and to come to kiss my acts in a divine manner, substituting for all, just as I did. Therefore, come, come. I long for it, I desire it so much that I put myself in feast when I see that the creature enters into this divine environment, and multiplying herself with me, she multiplies in everyone, and loves, repairs, substitutes for all and for each one in a divine manner. I no longer recognize human things in her, but all my things. My love rises and multiplies itself. Reparations multiply to infinity. Substitutions are divine. What joy! What feast! The saints themselves unite with me and make feast, ardently waiting for a sister of theirs to substitute for their own acts, holy in the human order, but not in the divine order. They pray me to soon let this creature enter this divine environment, and that all of their acts be substituted only with the divine will, and with the mark of the Eternal One. I did this for all. Now I want you to do it for all. And I, my Jesus, your words confuse me. I know that you alone are enough for everything. And besides, everything is yours. And Jesus, surely I am enough for all. But am I not free to elect one creature, give her this office together with me, and make her be enough for all? And then, what do you care if this is all mine? Can I perhaps not give you what is mine? This is all my contentment, to give you everything. If you do not correspond to me and do not accept it, you make me discontent, defrauding me of that whole chain of graces which I gave you to bring you to this point of calling you to this office. I entered into Jesus and did what Jesus was doing. Oh, how clearly I could see what Jesus had told me. I remained multiplied with him in everyone, even in the saints. But as I returned into myself, some doubts arose within me, and Jesus added, "One single act of my will, even one instant, is full of creative life, and whoever contains this life can, in that instant, give life to everything and preserve everything. From that act of my will alone the sun receives the life of the light, the earth preservation, the creature's life. Why do you doubt, then? And then, I have my court in heaven and I want another court on earth. Guess, who is going to form this court? And I, the souls who will live in your will. And he, Brahma, they are exactly the ones who, without the shadow of interest and of personal sanctity, but rather, fully divine, will live for the good of their brothers, forming one single echo with heaven."